Q94. There you have it. That is the one and only Uncle Ted, Ted Nugent, on your Mountain of Rock Q94. And Stranglehold, we've got some more rock and roll that's coming at you, but right now let's cruise on down to Gamalia, Arkansas, to the Bayou Resort and visit with Gary Faraci for your weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, Gary, how are you doing on this Thursday morning?
I am doing good. A little cold out there. I like that warmer weather better.
Yeah, me too. I had 38 this morning.
Yeah, that's about right. 37, 38 degrees, and that's about where we're going to stay all day. But we're going to see a lot more wind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're in for a little cold spell, huh?
Oh, yeah. It's wintertime. Why not? But it hasn't slowed down the fisher people, has it?
It has not. Boy, I tell you what, it's whether you're fishing for bass or crappie or stripers, hybrids, it's game on right now. You get out there and brave the cold weather and even the wind or the rain, fish are biting.
Yeah. And the crappie bite, what have they been catching them on?
Most of the guys I've been talking to have been jigging for them with a tater bait or a bobby garland. There's a few colors, but they're working really well. And then some guys are, you know, tried and true live bait fishermen for crappie, and they've been doing okay too. I've seen some limits.
Yeah, that's, you know, whatever you got confidence in, but, and I know a lot of people, they love the little minnows for crappie.
Yeah, they do. There's a handful of people, I have them, the regular people come in, they get their couple dozen, and they're off with them, and then they got the regular ones that they just like jigging. They got a few colors that they like, you know, a salt and pepper or hot cricket. And that's what they buy all the time, and that's what they fish with, and they seem to do well with it. So,
and the largemouth bite has been getting better too, hasn't it?
It has. I tell you what, the bait of choice right now has been a Gitzit and green pumpkin, watermelon red. I know those two colors have been red hot.
And the stripers are jigging for some stripers, hybrids, and whites.
Yep, that's what they've been doing. The guys with the live scopes seem to be getting out there and doing very well. I know some guys without live scopes. They love live bait fishing, and they've been doing very well, too. So if you find the bait fish, look for the birds, find the bait fish, and more often than not, you're going to find the fish.
Or, you
now,
know,
whether they're feeding or not, that's something else.
Or look in the boat. If a guy's got a live scope, just follow him around.
Yeah, there you go. go video game fishing.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever works, you know. I mean, that's perfect.
Well, it is. It's great weather. It's going to cool down, but we're going to have the weekend, though, you know. It's not going to be too bad. A little chilly Friday and Saturday. Sunny, highs in the mid-40s. Cloudy and low 40s on Sunday. Monday and Tuesday, we're looking at mid-40s. So,
yeah, mid-40s is not bad.
No, just got to dress for it.
Yeah, it's January in the Ozarks. Come on.
All right, exactly. Hey, Gary, for folks that want to know a little bit more, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277, our Facebook page. Take a look at the pictures, drop us a line, I'll get back to you. And of course, always our website, thebayouresort.com. Or hey, if you're in the neighborhood, just stop in and say hi.
Right on. Gary, we appreciate you, and we'll talk with you next week.
Sounds good, Gary.